I think this is, frankly, I think this is not the best definition of social entrepreneurship. If you define social entrepreneurship as an innovative way to solve social problems in scale through business methods, then you're not stuck with the model of the fast food worker. Because then what we're talking about is creating a cluster where people have innovative ideas, for example, to deal with an aging population, with unemployment, with reinsertion of prisoners, for example. They can get some funding so that they can pilot this and scale this. And on the contrary, this is actually not, doesn't create fast food type of jobs. It actually creates very attractive jobs and models where Slovenia could actually build some expertise and you could even export these models. What you have to see, the unique opportunity here is that the country is small. On the one hand, it's a challenge, that's correct, but it is also an opportunity because it means you can, if you do something well, you can govern the market more quickly, and even the government is obviously closer to its citizens because it's a smaller entity that it manages, so it can actually be much more responsive. But it requires, of course, the right kind of, in a sense, approach to social entrepreneurship. It is true that a part of social enterprise is essentially the non-profit sector providing public goods, providing social services, whereas another part is much more, I would say, transformational. Now, but even in that area of social services, let me just give you one example that I was involved with, something called the social impact bond in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, you have the situation that on the one hand, under 21-year-olds who come to prison for the first time and serve a sentence of less than a year, 92% of them will reoffend within 1 year after having been released. And that, of course, is negative for them, and it's negative for society and very costly because they're in the security apparatus again. At the same time, the government did not have a structured focus on reinsertion, reintegration, and prevention. NGOs were working on these things. But of course, it's much cheaper, and there's some studies that indicate in the UK, £1 invested in prevention and reintegration, in this case, actually saves £10 down the line. And nevertheless, the government never had a structured approach to dealing with this. Now, a group of private investors came along and said, well, it is risky to try out new approaches. We understand that. But some NGOs are better than others at reintegration. They don't have enough capital. Why don't we provide some of this capital? We work with these organizations to capacity building as well, not just providing working capital. If they do really well, they will be better. They will reduce the reinsertion rate. Now then, the government and ultimately the taxpayers saves a lot of money. Wouldn't it be correct to say, well, why don't we give back a part of the savings to the people who put up the risk capital at the beginning, to the social investors? This model now works. It took several years to get it in place. There's a pilot now underway in a prison in Cambridgeshire with 3,000 prisoners. And in fact, the Obama administration just decided to allocate $100 million to so-called bonds for success. So to exactly this model where you say, let the private and the social sector together try a new solution. If it works, we will save money, the taxpayer will save money, we'll give back some of these savings. And, you know, in a smaller country, you could pilot these things much more easily in principle. So it's actually very exciting. So I think what Slovenia should do is think through where does it have comparative advantage. It has comparative advantage because of its geographical location, because of its size, and if you then create the right kinds of incentives, and pilot, and understand you need to pilot, then you're not stuck with the fast food jobs. On the contrary, you create actually knowledge-intensive social service jobs because it's about innovation. And ultimately, Slovenia and Europe, if we want to compete in the global economy, we have to be more innovative. And this is an opportunity to bring innovation and performance orientation into the social sector.